Wait, Ellie called after him. Is that it?
Yeah, you're free to go. She watched as the paramedics wrapped the body in what looked like a thick plastic tarp.
You don't need me to make a statement or something?
Ellie followed the sheriff, practically running to catch up. No, he said, not turning around. Go home.
But...
Ellie tried her hardest to keep up. The sheriff was headed for the gas station, gun drawn.
What is this infection?
To Ellie's surprise, the sheriff stopped walking and spun around on the heel of his boot. He scrunched up his forehead. If circumstances had been different and she hadn't known he was getting aggravated with her, she'd have thought he was pretty darn cute. He raised an eyebrow at her.
Where the hell have you been? Haven't you been listening to the news?
I was in Las Vegas for the weekend, she said. With friends. I'm on my way home.
Guess it hadn't hit Vegas yet. Lucky you. Where's home?
Oceanside, California.
Oceanside? The sheriff shook his head. Los Angeles was hit first. Bet San Diego County ain't much better right about now.
He reached into his pocket and slid out a business card.
My advice to you is that you get in your vehicle and drive straight home unless you need provisions. Get them now. And once you get there, stay inside until this thing is contained. Understand?
Ellie took his card. She glanced at his name. Sheriff Michael Wilson. She studied the seriousness in his hazel eyes.
Until what is contained?
We don't know.
He shook his head.
The news is downplaying it. Hopefully it won't last long. Call me and I'll get a statement from you later. Right now, I'm up to my ears in calls like this. They're all the same.
All right.
Ellie frowned. Thanks for nothing, she muttered just out of earshot, shoving the sheriff's business card into her back pocket. She turned to walk back to her vehicle. Her hands were trembling. She hugged them to her chest. She wondered what in the world was going on. Her stomach lurched at the thought of what she'd seen. Were people really getting sick, going crazy, and attacking each other? The paramedics were lifting the plastic-wrapped body into the back of the ambulance. To her horror, she noticed several other bodies wrapped in the same fashion already stacked in the back. One of the paramedics hopped down, a grave look plastered across his face.
I've never seen anything like it,
he muttered, shaking his head. He walked right past her as if she wasn't even there.
We got another one,
yelled a paramedic standing by the open passenger side door.
Hurry it up. I think the sheriff has another body in the gas station, he replied. It'll need to be taken care of. Well, you stay here and I'll circle back. Take a tarp.
Ellie hurried to her car. Maybe the sheriff wasn't exaggerating. She thought of her bare cupboards and empty fridge at home. If things were as bad as the sheriff was saying, she loathed the thought of dropping by a grocery store. Maybe he'd let her buy a few things from the gas station? Hopping into her car, Ellie started it up, did a 3-point turn, and went back to the gas station. She figured she might as well finish filling up the tank. She'd need the gas to get home without stopping. Plus, her windshield could use a good scrubbing so she could see. The scalding sun was baking the blood smears into the glass, and the thought of having to look at the blood the entire drive home turned her stomach. She needed to get that stuff off as soon as possible. She parked in front of the gas pump and watched the paramedic walking with his bag of goodies and a roll of thick plastic under his arm. She sucked in a deep breath. She didn't want to re-enter the store, and she figured the sheriff wouldn't be too happy about it either. But she'd much rather be near him than alone in some other store full of possibly infected strangers.
I thought I told you to go home,
Sheriff Wilson said when Ellie entered the store. He and the paramedic were hunched over what was left of the old man's body.